Both candidates know their fate will be decided by where Democratic superdelegates place their bets. The list of delegates who could make a difference keeps getting longer, as we'll hear in a moment. We begin with a superdelegate who has changed his mind. His name is Joe Andrew. President Bill Clinton made him head of the Democratic National Committee in 1999. Andrew was supporting Hillary Clinton until yesterday. Joe Andrew joins us on the line from Indianapolis to talk about his decision. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Steve.
How did you break the news to Senator Clinton?
Well, like millions of Americans, I didn't know much about Barack Obama a year ago, and what I have learned truly inspired me. He clearly has set himself apart, I think, from candidates for office that I've been had the opportunity to work with and had the opportunity to watch by standing up for a set of principles rather than the easy political issues. There's so much political theater, Steve, that goes involved in all of these things. You've seen a lot of it already when people have to call up one of the candidates, like when my friend Secretary Richardson had to call up either Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I chose to just reject the whole political theater. I didn't call Barack Obama and ask him permission. I certainly didn't call Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton and ask for forgiveness. All that would have done is put them in the awkward position of then me having to tell you what they said, because the first question every reporter asks is, well, did they say something that was offensive to you or bad, or what did they say? So I decided not to put them in that embarrassing position.
Well, setting aside that phone call or lack of it, it must be a little bit awkward to have given your word to somebody, as you seem to have, and then decide you're going to go for the other candidate.
Well, the great capacity of human beings is we learn and we change through this process as well. And my obligation, like every superdelegate's obligation, is to try to make my best judgment call and then let people know what it is. I've been a long critic of the very system that creates superdelegates, Steve, because I think we ought to have just primaries and whoever gets the most votes ought to win. But unfortunately, we're stuck with the rules that we have them, and neither Barack Obama nor Hillary Clinton can become our nominee at this point without the votes of superdelegates.
Granting that you did not call Obama to announce your decision, had they called you to try to win you over?
They had not. No one from the Obama campaign had ever approached me. I assume they probably thought that I wouldn't switch. You know, Steve, back in 1992, I got inspired by a guy named Bill Clinton because he rearticulated a new way to look at politics in the Democratic Party. I think the simple fact is that the Bill Clinton of 1992, you know, is the Barack Obama of 2008.
Mr. Andrew, would you explain what you meant when you wrote a letter explaining your decision and it included this line, that you'd learned the hard way that you can love the candidate and hate the campaign?
Well, I think that there are so many people around Senator Clinton's campaign who are my friends and family, who I trust and put a tremendous amount of faith in. And yet the campaign in many ways has devolved something that I think is very different than who Hillary Clinton is as a person. She is, without question, somebody who is optimistic, who I think is uplifting, somebody who I admire tremendously. We as Democrats have got the difficult choice here, not between a good and a bad, but between two goods, not between a right and a wrong, but two rights. And yet we have to make a decision between them. Those are the tough decisions.
Although, of course, Clinton's campaign will say, look, Obama's gone negative against us, too. They just get away with it a little more.
Again, part of the whole political theater here is who's accusing who of being negative. I think the simple fact is that again and again, whether it was questions of the war in Iraq, this question of whether we should repeal the gas tax for the summer, whether or not as a senator we have earmarks to give away billions of dollars to constituents, Barack Obama has chosen the politically inconvenient thing. It was a principled position. That's very new for me. As somebody who grew up sparring with everybody from Lee Atwater to Karl Rove, I think the lesson that we learned was just how to play the Republicans' game better. And then Barack Obama came along and said, you know what? We don't even have to play that game at all.
Joe Andrew, former Democratic chairman, I want to ask you about something else. You've suggested that Senator Obama choose, if he becomes the nominee, your fellow Hoosier, Senator Evan Bayh, as a running mate. Wouldn't you unite the party by going for Hillary Clinton if she'd do it?
Well, she has certainly indicated that she wouldn't do it. I'd be supportive of that as well. As I said in my letter, I think it would be great for Senator Obama to pick someone who is a Clinton supporter to try to reunite the party. And having somebody who is a successful governor and who now is a successful senator with both executive experience and foreign policy experience ought to be at the top of anybody's list if you're running for president to be your vice president.
Mr. Andrew, thanks very much.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
That's Joe Andrew, a superdelegate and former Democratic Party chairman who switched support from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama. Another former Democratic chairman is also backing Obama. Massachusetts superdelegate Paul Kirk announced his endorsement for Obama today.